Dreamscape presents The Royal Art of Poison. Filthy palaces, fatal cosmetics, deadly medicine, and murder most foul. By Eleanor Herman. Narrated by Susie Brice. Introduction. In 1670, at the glittering court of Louis XIV, the beautiful 26-year-old Princess Henrietta, Duchesse d'Orléans, sips from a cup of chicory water, clutches her side, and cries out, "I am poisoned!" Her ladies undress her and put her to bed, where she vomits and soils herself repeatedly. The ceaseless pain is like 1,000 red-hot knives slashing and burning her insides. She writhes in a tangle of sweat-soaked sheets, screaming. She begs God to make the pain stop. She whimpers and groans and falls silent. By the time the princess dies, 9 horrifying hours after the initial attack, it is a mercy. Given her symptoms, it appears that she was indeed poisoned. The suspected murderer? Her husband, Philippe, Duke d'Orléans, the king's vindictive brother, furious at her for exiling his male lover. In researching my books on royal love affairs, I was intrigued by numerous such stories of the young, the beautiful, the talented and powerful, cut down before their time. For centuries, almost every death of a relatively young royal was rumored.